Okay, Simen Reish Yud Ches Dine Brachas Hanasim Al Hanisim. So until now we were discussing Birchas Achila. We discussed also Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon is more of the Birchas Hashemach. Bracha Achila is more of a matir or a mitzvah. But these brachas discussed here are likewise shevach, just like Birkas HaMazon, shevach madah, we thank Hashem for the food. We thank Hashem for nisim that happened to us. So these brachas are a chiyuv, there's an obligation to recite shevach and hodah when you see a place and this happened. Some of the brachos of hodah are rishus, like Birchas Hagomel, Shechianu, Tov Meitiv. But these brachos are certainly a chiyuv. Medina, you don't need to stand and say these brachos, but the minhag is to stand if you can. So let's begin. Haroah Malkam Shanasim Nisim Yisrael. You see a place where nes happened to Am Yisrael. Kigon Mavaras Hayam, Mavaras Hayardain. Mavaras Nachli Arnon, Arni El Gavish, Shal Beis Choron, Evin Shabikish Og, Lizrok Al Yisrael, Evin Shiyashav, Alea Moshe, Beis Chavas Amalek. It sounds like these are things that were known. These places were known. These objects were known. Type of the Mishnah. At this point, obviously, we don't know where these things are. Chomas Yericho, Mavarak Shas Anitzin, Al Hasein, Mavarak Mazeh. Bein Brachazu, Bein Shar Brachos, Sariya, Harehem, Kishar Brachos, Vakulam, Paskar Shem Malchus, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Malcha Olam, that's the full Brach. Now, the Mishmur points out that we don't say a bracha on a place if the place doesn't have any connection to the miracle. So if Sanherib's army died outside Jerusalem, we don't say the bracha when you come outside Yerushalayim, because there's no, it's not nikkur from the place. But if you see the Baras Hayam, so that gives you that it's connected to the Nes, that's where they crossed the Yarden, that's where they crossed the Yamsuf, so then you would say a bracha. As I said, we don't know today where most of these places are, so therefore we don't say a bracha. It's a question. For instance, in a helicopter, you see the whole Yarden. So you see the whole. You don't know exactly where it was, but you see the whole Yarden, so would that be enough? Lemaisa, we assume not. We don't say these brachas today. You don't need to be mamish in the place, but you have to see the place. You have to see the place. You have to know the place. It's a question if the place changed, meaning, let's say, I'm going to speak later about personal miracles. They did construction. It doesn't look like the same thing anymore. It has to be the same as it was, reminds you of the Nes. Some people have a minute to say without Shalom Malchus, but it sounds like Meikra Din, you don't have to say the bracha. Okay. Days. Al Nes Shinas Luxas Yisrael, Kol Zman Shalom Nas Luchol Yisrael, Ruben Afil Nas Luxas Shvatim, Ein Mevarkin Olav, this bracha Sh'asa Nes, what's the Nusach? That is only when it happened to Rov Am Yisrael. Okay. Gimel. Kol Elo Dvarim Einam Elo Ksharoi Osam Yishol Shem Yom Shosh Yom. Ba'az Heim Chova Kamo Vam Rishonis. Again, it's a Chova. It's clear in the Chava, it's a Chova. When is the Chova? If you haven't seen it in 30 days. Supposed to bring down, 30 days means 32 days. Chutz Mi Yom Shara, Chutz Mi Oso Yom. So it's 32 days. So if I saw it, a month ago on Monday, so now on Wednesday, I'd be able to recite the bracha. 32, well, how would that work, 32 days? Right. I guess that would be 28 days plus 2, so it's nearly 32 days. Okay. You need 32 days. This is a general principle that the schadrus of the re'iyah happens after a month of not witnessing it. If you were there and you didn't say a bracha, so you lost it. If you already left, you can't say the bracha. And then you have to wait another 30 days, 32 days, till you can say the bracha. Okay. If you see a different place, let's say you're at the Mavaras Hayam, and then after you went to the Yarden. So could you say the same bracha on a different place? So the Pasha says you can. It's a different place. So it's a different place, different bracha. It wouldn't necessarily be true for everything. So, for example, on a basic kfaros, we also say bracha. We don't say, oh, I was in Beit Shemesh, I saw that basic kfaros, now in Har Zeitzim, we say different. No, bracha, basic kfaros, we say once a month, not more than that. But here, it's a bracha on the Riyas Makom, so if you see different makomas, you're on a tour, and you know, tzaddikim tour, so you're on a tour for makom v'shenasun nesim v'vaseinu. So if we know the places where we directly say bracha on each and every place individually. Okay. Dalid. Aroa makom shagas nes liyachi enu mavarech. First, that's a personal miracle that happened to him. So then you can say bracha. I don't. If a miracle happened to somebody else, I'm not going to say bracha for him. But if it happened to you, you can say bracha. I know somebody but he is a Holocaust survivor and he escaped over the border in a certain place. So he went back with his family. Said the bracha. You only say that if it looks the same. If apparently it did look the same, so he said the bracha. The question is also, what's the definition of a nes? How do you define a nes? And it has to be something that's supernatural. So I guess if they have very good security and you can get through, so that's miraculous. Or they shoot at you and they miss. Again, it's a big question. We're going to see soon exactly how to define what a nes is. Fundamentally, the bracha is asli nes b'makom hazeh. And even you can say shenasa neis la'aviv makom ma'azeh. In fact, the post can bring down that even for a grandchild, you can say the grandchild say for the grandfather. A great grandchild can't already. And then the question is if the neis happened after he was born, maybe yes. But fundamentally speaking, a great grandchild is already like a different kasher, which we know from our experience. You know, people have relationships with their grandparents. You're very lucky if you knew your great grandparents, but usually you didn't have much of a relation with them. They usually pass away when a person's fairly young. So even if the person was of age to say the bracha, he wasn't 2 years old, he was 10 years old, whatever it is, you wouldn't say it on a great grandparent's nace unless he has like a din of a grandchild. How would he have a din of a grandchild if the nace happened after his father was already born? Meaning, if the nace happened after his father was already born, I think that's the cheshbon, right? I mean, if this happened before his father was born, so then the great grandchild is already distant. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Tazayin. Ayin v'al yirav shakriya de b'no v'en menot tzrichin. Mishnah knows the kolim shakar neis, Mishnah knows the achar. Mishnah kovar aviyan. U'mi nechad ve'elach ein mevarachin elekin noldu avoseihem achar shakar neis la'aviyim harisha. The v'zeim shutofin kulam v'ozo neis. It's interesting in terms of the relation between great grandparents and great grandchildren, and the fact that nes happened after the father was born, so then it makes him more shy, as if he's like a grandchild. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so this bracha of shasla nes is when you go back. You don't do it b'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa, you'll say a gomel, but after, when you return, after 30 days, you say this bracha. If you return toch 30 days for the first time, there's a safek. Never is better to say b'shas ma'achus. The mechaber sounds like even toch 30 days you'd say it. Right? What's the mechaber say? It is not mechalik, but the Mishnah assumes that you're only going to say it after 30 days. Toch 30 days, even if for the first time, you're not going to say this. Fine, and numerous miracles happened to them. So when he gets to one place, this is the place that miracle X happened, so then he'll say the bracha and commemorate not only that nes but the other nisim as well. Mishmur points out this is only for the person himself. The children will only have to say that place. They don't have to mention all the places. Meaning, apparently, you're more connected to the actual person. When this happens, he's going to remember all the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. But if it's Shasa Neis Lavosai, so I'm not going to have to say all the different places. Okay. Fine. Vav. Al neis shel rav tzorach levarach shem shel varach al neis shel aviv. Just like a person says shel asa la avi neis v'achav azeh, so too you say bracha shel asa the rabbi neis v'achav azeh, which speaks about the special relationship a rabbi has with a Talmud. What's interesting here is that the folks can bring down that that would only be true for the Talmud, not for the Talmud's children. The Talmud's children don't have a relationship with their father's rabbi. So it's not like a grandchild, which makes sense. It's a personal connection. It's not a question of the family. So if you don't have a relationship, I don't think the minhag is to say this, as far as I know. Zayin Ches. Well, first the Ramah in Vav. Yesh Omer Duhadin Imroa Adam Shnasel Anez Varech Aluf Kamoshu Varech Al Makom. This I don't think they do. Sorry, this and this, you see a person, you say a nes happened to you, right? Roa adam shenasa nes, but varach alav kumosh varach al makom shenasa nes. I don't think people do this today. Every time we see this person after 30 days, you'd say a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, she'asa nes la adam hazeh. I don't think people say that bracha anymore. Okay. Zayin al neis shel adam mislim ki yoav in suriyav v'chaveirav. Even though it didn't happen to all of Am Yisrael, if it happened to a very famous person, a person like a leader of the Jewish people, so you'd say the bracha as well. V'chein al neis shel adam sh'nizkadish bo shev shemayim kod adniel v'chaveirav v'arech. L'fik akroa gova arayo shel adniel v'kib shen ha'esh Shalchanani Mishal Vazari Varak Shasa Nesal Sadiki Vimakal Mazeh. The mice, we don't know where these places are, so we don't. The idea of giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, a very, very important idea. Chasaro Isha Shalot Varak Shtaim. I think the tour guides claim they know where it is, but I don't think we can rely on that. There's some little. there's a lot of salt over there in that area in Yamamelech. So they say, oh, this is Isha Shalot. Some of them just made it up, so we wouldn't say the bracha. And what are the brachos? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zayin Emes. V'alot Omer Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Zocher Tzadikim. It's quite interesting how you look at Lot. You know, Chazal, different approaches here. The halacha Zocher Tzadikim sounds like Lot was a tzaddik. Likewise, why are you saying Zayin Emes? She didn't just die now. So Shmuel Saros, it's interesting halacha. It's not relevant. So we're not going to go into it. But in terms of Lomdus, it's very interesting. Discussion. The Seder. Moving on, Tess. Yishrom Yishinu Mavarech El Neis Shu Yotze Min Hago Shul Olam. Aval Neis Shu Min Haga Olam Et Holdaso Kikon Shabob Ganavi Velay Lovol Yisekhanav Nitzol Kiyotze Zay Inu Mavarech V'yeish Cholkin V'tov Lovarech Lo Haskar Shev Malchus. So in contrast to Birkas HaGomel, where we're doing more lenient in terms of what generates a chiyuv of Birkas HaGomel, here we want something that's supernatural, according to one day in Mechaber. The other day is that if a person was mugged, and he was almost killed, and then he was saved. So that's also, it's not a supernatural nes, but it's enough of a nes. So the Eitza is to say, I was in a car once, and it started smelling a little bit. I didn't really notice it. My wife said, the car's smelling, so we stopped the car. And then there was a fire in the front, and the whole car went in flames. We went on the highway. So I got it on time, because my wife has a better nose than I do. I would have kept on driving. And the car went in flames. So I said a gomel, we'll see later. I think generates a chib because of gomel. To say, we got out of the car. If the car would have went up in flames, chas v'shalom, and we would have gotten out, and it was like most people, the car was in flames, you die. And so, you know, so if it's a, let's say it's an accident where the car flipped over 10 times, fell into a ravine. And every normal case like this, 99 out of 100 times the person dies, and you didn't die, so that's an ace. But for a regular car accident, a gomel is one thing. Shasli nes makom is really an ace, or even a question of being in a terrorist attack. So they're shooting and they missed you. Okay, so to say a gomel, fine. But to say shasli nes, it's a question of how to define this. So if they mamish shot at you, and your pocketbook stopped the bullet, and that's not a normal thing. Usually, a pocketbook doesn't stop a bullet. You know, your cell phone was in your pocket, so that's the anase. But if it wasn't that miraculous, even though it was an amazing hatzala, so you'd say Birkas HaKohen, you wouldn't say Shas Neis Makom Hazeh. But since there's a debate about this, so the minhag is to say it B'li Shem U'Malchus.
If someone would have had a near miss by a terrorist attack, they make a Hagomel?
So we're going to talk soon about Hagomel, but it depends what the near miss is. If they were going to get on a bus and they missed the bus and the bus exploded, they wouldn't say anything. But if they were on the bus, if on the bus and the bus exploded and they were fine, that might be Shasli Neis. I would assume that is. If most people around you are dying and you didn't die, that's Shasli Neis Makom Hazeh. But if somebody threw a rock at you and you swerved out of the way, so I don't even say a Goma. Let's say even they threw a rock at you and it hit the car. And it didn't hit you. So you can say because of Gomel, but is that a Neis? I don't know if it's a supernatural Neis. It hit the car, shattered the window. It could have hit you, and it didn't. But is that a Neis? If they throw rocks, it's not that 99 out of 100 they hit you. It could be 99 times they just miss, or maybe they 50% of the time they miss. It's not the same level of Neis. It's not something supernatural. Sometimes it is supernatural. Go Varayos. So, you know, person who's there's a lion, and the lion eats people, and he didn't eat you. So that's supernatural. Lions usually eat people. Again, I'm not a zoologist, but Liyatsur. So then that would be a nice. Discussions, let's say a building collapses. So if in normal circumstances people in the building would die and you didn't, that would be more. But if it collapsed in such a way that it's not a miracle, you have to be on the right side of the building. You know, the left side collapsed and you're on the right side. So it's hard to know that's really a nais. The way it collapses, if the left side collapses and you're on the right side. So you say, because of Gomel. I think it's probably wise to ask an expert. Ask the police. Is this accident an accident that people usually end up... And they'll tell you. They can say, well, this accident, this is exactly got out, it's a miracle. Then you say, Shasli Neis. But if it's something that... my son was on a bike, and he was like coming around the bend. There was a car, and the last second he swerved out of the way, he went into a fence, the whole wheel was like smashed, but he was totally unscathed. They had like a scratch or something. So I wasn't even sure he should say a Gomel, because he got out of the way. He had very good instincts, and he was able to get out of the way. So it's probably better to be Yossi, maybe somebody's because of Gomel, but to say actually Nace, it wasn't Nace, he got out of the way. There's a discussion in Mishabura if it's like a rock hit close to your head. So is that a neis? So according to the second day of the Mechaber, you wouldn't say it's not supernatural. The Mishabura brings down here also that if a neis happens to a person, they should be marbe in a sin of staka. It's a chamim, welcome korban toda. You should tell people with an ace, if you want to make a sudas hada, you can even have an anniversary, depending on how you feel about it. Some people are very private, they don't want anybody to know. It's not a chiyuv to let people know, but it's certainly, you need to give tzedakah, it's nice to let people know. And some people, like I said, are even make an anniversary every time that day comes, they celebrate to give Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simis Mil Toda. Like I said, the Hagdara is not entirely clear. If it's a nice galoy, you say a person is in the desert and there's no water and suddenly there's an oasis. So that's a meish miayin, that's a nice. But again, first was taken by a terrorist, they wanted to kill him and he got out. But that is a nice, I would assume. But it depends. Somebody throws a rock at you and miss you, I don't know if that's really the same level of an ace. Okay. Second. First one wasn't in Sakana, but if he would have stayed in that place, he would have been in Sakana. I mean, he doesn't have water, and if he would have stayed there, he would have been in Sakana. Or if he was in the Yam, if he would have stayed in the Yam, he would have been in Sakana. But he came to shore, so Lachara, he wasn't even in. He wouldn't even say a Gomel in that case. Okay. If a cholish and he's rapid there, okay, so the person has cancer, the doctors say he has no chance, and he gets better. So the person's going to be down, he shouldn't say she'asli nes. Even though it was mamash nes, his cancer went away. Because it's not connected to a makom. The nusach of bracha she'asli nes is makom hazeh. So the nes happens in his body, so he should say a gomel, but he can't say she'asli nes is makom hazeh. Some argue that based on that, if an ace happens in an airplane, person, the airplane's going down, and suddenly they're able to figure out, you know, they're able to save the, it doesn't crash. So can you say, Shasli Nase Makom is there? Where did it happen? It happened in the airplane, in the air. It's not a Makom. So some folks want to say that you shouldn't say Bracha. But others say that no, if the fact that he landed, that was a miracle. So when you come back to the landing, see, the motor went dead, and the plane was gonna crash, and then the pilot successfully landed the plane. So where you landed, that's an ace, because that would be an ace. It actually happens. I know somebody who was in a plane, and there was some problem with the engine, and they had just left Tel Aviv. And they were like circling, and basically they let out all the gas because they had a huge amount of fuel to, because they were afraid that the flame's going to crash and it's going to like explode. So they circled, they let out all the fuel, and then they did an emergency landing. And he said, see, on the plane, everybody was like, Mahamish davening, like it was like Mahamish, like Yom Kippur. And Baruch Hashem, the pilot was able to successfully, he wasn't sure he was going to be able to land the plane properly. So they certainly said Birkas HaGomel. The question was saying, Ashasli Nes Makom Hazeh, it's probably a question of what are the chances that you can, with this type of engine failure, you can land the plane successfully. If the chances aren't high, so then we consider that to be a miracle, and then you'd say it where you land, on the, you know, the tarmac. Tarmac. Okay. Let's move on to Simon Reish Yod Tes. Abad Tzrichim Lahodos. So like I said before, in addition to the bracha Rasli Nes Makom Hazeh, there's a more prevalent bracha of Birkas HaGomel. Abad Tzrichim Lahodos. Yod Yam Sh'olu B'menu. Travel in the sea. Hochem Baros She'agil Yishuv. Mishahaya Cholo V'nis Rapid. Person was in the desert. Person was ill. Mishahaya Lo Chavash V'Surim. Person was in prison. So this bracha is nitkan after Korban Todah. We have Korban Todah. We have Birkas HaGomel. It's based on the Psukim in Tehillim, Kupzayin. These are people who give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were in a sakana, and they were saved. And the Shapura says that you can only say this bracha once you left the sakana. So if a person is traveling in the desert and he stops for a day in an inn, so he doesn't say a bracha there because he hasn't left the sakana. It's only when the sakana is over. Later on, the Mechaber brings down Sivches, a important discussion of, sorry, Tess. Hani arba lav davka. Tuha din l'mishu nasa l'neis. Kigon shenafal of kosel l'nisal mitrius ashor v'nichosav. It's not these specific cases. Any miracle. Any matzah sakana. Sh'or lav v'ir ari l'tarfo. O im ganavim bo lo im shod de laila v'nitzal mehem. Some say after these four cases. So the you only say it in these cases. You don't say it in all other cases of a sakana. But Ashkenazim paskin that any case of sakana would warrant a birkas hagoma. So the big nachmina, the Ashkenazim and Sfarim, the person gets into a car accident. So if there's a massive sakana and he's nitzel from it, so Sfarim is not one of the arba mikrim, and therefore you would have to say below shem or balchus. But for Ashkenazim, you'd say it b'im shem malchus. It's interesting that even though Ashkenazim are more willing to expand the cases, Lameisa Sfarim say birkas hagoma a lot more because they say it on any nesiyah that you would say tefillas haderech for. So, for instance, tefillas haderech if they travel to Haifa, so they also Sfarim would also say birkas hagoma. But that's a traveling. That's considered traveling. But they assume it's halachic midbarios. Isn't just midbarios. It's any traveling. But okay. So let's get to that in a second. But the Ramah in Tzivches says Yeshomim the Einu Mavarech Rak Al Choli Shish Sakana. Any Choli Chinu Hagin. So basically, we'll see soon. Jump the gun. But Ashkenazim say any sakana, and the Mechaber says that any sakana you'd say without Sheva Malchus. Okay, in terms of these cases, so Yorde Yam is a person who's in the ocean. What does it mean? He's in the ocean. If he went swimming, so it means that he's in the ocean for 72 minutes, and he's traveling in the ocean. Even 72 minutes, I don't know if a person just takes a little boat ride, that wouldn't be Yorde Yam. It would have to be Amish traveling in the ocean. There is a question today, because who travels in the ocean? Today, you travel in a yacht, in a huge liner, meaning, so is that really bichlal? Do you need a certain level of sakana? Are these dinim connected to sakana, or are they dinim? In time of Chazal, it was dangerous to take a boat in the, you know, boat ride wouldn't be the same, even if you're there for an hour, I don't think. You'd have to take a journey in a boat. But today, a person sitting there, you know, watching a show, or, you know, learning Daf Yomi, whatever he's doing on his boat, on the yacht, on the cruise. So, do you say a bracha? So, the Arposkin will still say that, still, in that manner, an airplane. Person say, you know, is it really, you went over the sea, but you didn't, there was no sakana involved. So, this is a big machlokes achronim. Some poskim say it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you went over these areas, you should say a bracha. And others are choshesh for bracha v'atala, and they tell you not to, which should be yotzei with somebody else. Do it to Hashem Malchus. I mentioned before that if you're traveling and you haven't gotten to your destination, you wouldn't say it. So if a person is working on a cruise liner, and they're every 2 days they come to a different city, they don't say it until they're finished the trip. Now with the airplane, there's another svara. Some want to say that airplane it would be mechayev even for the svardim, because they want to say it's called yorda hayam. You're traveling, and Rosh has a svara that the airplane is holding you up. Just the airplane. I don't know how different it is in a car. A car is holding you. If it wasn't the airplane, it would, you know, you'd be a goner. So lemaisa, many people will say if they come to Israel, they're on a plane. Some of the briskers are choshish not to, because they say it might be rach bracha latala. It's probably better to be yotzei with somebody else, especially because there's no sakana. So I don't know, I don't say personally, but many the minhag olam is to say. You say because of goma when you travel internationally. Some say even if you don't go over the yam, just because it's chokhei derech. As Sfarim would say, if you travel from, you know, it's a 72-minute ride. From Boston to I think to New York, they used to stay initially, I think, and then he stopped. It's a function of how does it make a difference how afraid you are? If you want to find people more afraid of flying, take people less afraid of flying. It's a function of how you feel. Let's say you're very scared, so maybe you could say it's legitimate to say that if you're very scared, you could say.
That's what it's dependent on.
It's not clear how much the function of objective sakana. Some folks can break down that if it's objective sakana, even if it's a short ride, you could say. You're traveling in the shtachim, it's a 20-minute ride. But there's mamash a sakana, so then of course you could say. You don't need 72 minutes. Stama for Tefillas HaDerech, let's say 72 minutes, but if it's a short ride, you can say Tefillas HaDerech even less. So if you could say Tefillas HaDerech, so then you'd say also Agomel even less, it's Amish Sakana. You went through an Arab village or something. And there, so you...
It's not dependent on the sheer of amount of, like, three person meal of...
It's four parasols. The question is that a question of actual time or distance? Because in a car, you could do that in 5 minutes. But it takes 72 minutes to walk that. So there's also a lot of focus about that. In the Minhag Olam, is to only say Tefillas HaDerech. They're different days, but many only say Tefillas HaDerech after 72 minutes. If there's a ride for 72 minutes. Not after, but if there's a ride for 72 minutes. So likewise, here too, because of Gomel, some would tell you that you're only considered Holchei Ayam or Yordei Ayam or Holchei Midvaras if it's a long journey. There are different days about this. So Devizal points out that if you go into a tunnel under the sea, that's not the Chal Yordeya. Okay, that's pretty obvious. But some wanted to argue. I saw some argue. But okay. I mean, again, for the Sephardim, if it's a big trip, you'd always say because of Gomel. Now, let's say a person is going to go for a day and come back. So do you say, when you go and you're going to come back, so some people are going to say, you have to be there for 3 days. If you're not going to be there for 3 days, don't say there, wait till you come back. And other people are going to say, no, as soon as you go, that's your destination, you wanted to go for a simcha, so you went for 1 day to California, so you say Birkas HaGomel, you come back to New York, you say Birkas HaGomel again. There are different approaches to that. I would think Sarek works a lot. If you're not going to be for 3 days, I think it makes sense not to, but I saw... Because the video safe says if that's your destination, as opposed to, let's say, a flight attendant who's not really, he's just working. So then he would only say he comes home. But if you're a traveler and you're trying to go somewhere for a specific reason, you're not just resting, but this is your destination, then you could say. That's how the video safe asks. And like I said, I would assume for Ashkenazim, maybe so across the Hakel.
Take someone travels from Yerushalayim to Haifa every day for work and then back.
Right, so what does the Sephardim do? Would the Sephardim tell you... Ashkenazim wouldn't.
You're not staying there for 3 days. You're staying there for your 8-hour shift.
Right. So would Sephardim would say, I think, because I go every day. It's pretty wild. Right? That's what they're saying a lot.
They wouldn't.
Right. Ashkenazim would say, still a day. I wouldn't say, because I go. But conversely, if there was a Matzav Sakana, Ashkenazim would say, because I go. And the Sephardim wouldn't, because they hold it's only these four cases and Sakana is not one of these four cases. The Sephardi Pesach to me is a little bit dochak. But it could be to a Mesakin. Since Tam Drachim with Becheska Sakana, they were Mesakin it. Once they were Mesakin it, it exists. Even by Tefillah Sederach, I know some people are concerned that they have Kavanah when they say Shemet Tefillah, the Kasim of Tefillah Sederach, Shemet Tefillah. So some people, if they travel every day, they don't want to say Tefillah Sederach every day, they just include it in Shemet Tefillah. They say the Nusach Tefillah Sederach in Shemet Tefillah, because with the Yavid, if you said it when you're still in the city, you're Yotze. Some people are concerned that today we have gas stations all over the place, and you're never really a Derech. Conversely, we also have terrible Tunat Drachim, so it seems like accidents happen, and maybe when we have Kavana, when we say, Piranios is accidents. There was an attempt by some to change the Nusach. Okay, that wasn't successful. Beseder. In terms of Acholosh and Nisrape, so Mishnah Berurah points out that you have to be healthy, you have to be Nisrape. If a person still is ill, a person had a heart attack, and still he's not sure where his matzav is, so he's not going to say. The fact that he can walk around doesn't mean he's not in critical condition, doesn't mean he's still sick. But if a person does feel sick, it's the fact that he needs extra tipul, a person had cancer. So the doctor said, listen, you're better now, but we still need you to go through tipulim for to the minyah, to avoid it should come back, something like that. So then he would say, he has to be fundamentally better, and then he could say, even if it's 100% better, but if he's walking around and he feels better, he's walking... Then that would be, again, it's hard to know with cancer. Sometimes a person will be walking around and still be very sick. But if fundamentally he's cured, even though he still needs extra, I don't know, there can be some medical advice here. How would you define it medically? Meaning, at what point do we say a person is over? He's nisrape. He's nisrape, but he still needs more. What ways is he nisrape if he still needs more medical attention? So If it's just Luminia, sometimes then I can hear more. He's cancer free, but for the next 2 years he's going to have to take an injection to make sure it doesn't come back. That I totally hear. But it seems a little bit, even if he hasn't reached that point, even if he's, but he's fundamentally better, but he still needs a physical therapy. Of course, that would be, he could save a physical one. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where to draw the line. Call me Krila Gufa. I saw Pradhan, a woman, after they give birth, so the question of waiting 7 days, do you have to wait till she's healthy? Maybe the first 7 days she shouldn't say. Some post can bring that. I don't know if that's a minute.
That's not the same.
The idea of 7 days, she's still called sakana in terms of, let's say, so maybe she's not the cause, she's still sick. But I don't know. I think that many women say it earlier. They're walking around. I'm not sure. Some folks can say she should wait till after 7 days and she's not called sakana. In terms of Vesa Surim, so the Matthias has changed. Some folks can say no, Vesa Surim doesn't make a difference, even though today it's not so dangerous. And Vesa Surim, get arrested, they keep you overnight. In custody, so then you have to say because they're going. But a lot of people say that it really depends what type of country you're in. If you're a Western country and they're not putting you with the murderers, he was involved in tax evasion, a terrible thing, but he was never in a sakana, so the fact that he was in prison doesn't warrant. Certainly, if he goes home just for the weekend, there's a simcha, they let you out, you certainly don't say. But let's say they finally, after 2 years, let you out. So you say agomel in that case. So Davido says, yes, of course, but I saw some Muslims say that today our prisons are a little different, and if it's not, if you don't feel there's a massive sakana, you shouldn't say. It's the flip side of the Ashkenazi psak, that any massive sakana you do say, these four things, if there's no sakana, maybe you shouldn't say, and that's exactly what I mentioned before, in terms of the airplanes and, and the like. I don't know the Messias, it could be that every jail is a sakana. I don't really know. There's maximum security prisons and there's others. The Mishnah points out that if you have to say Be'agomel for a number of reasons, a few different things happen to you, say one bracha and you have kavanah for everything. So the first thing, let's say, it's travel to Chutz Laretz for an operation. So when he gets better, after the operation, he'll say one bracha on the traveling and on the... And if he's still very sick, he shouldn't say the bracha on the travel. You should wait till after the operation. Okay. In terms of a katan, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the katanim don't say it. Sorry, that he's not chayef, Mitzad Chinuch he should say it. He shouldn't say it because he's not bechal ha-gomel ha-chayavim tovos. So even though there's inyan chinuch, he shouldn't say it. But the Sfaradim hold that katanim do say it. There is a big, interesting discussion about parents saying for children. Let's say that a child, a 2-year-old child, has an operation. So can the parents say for the children? Parents often want to. Lemaisa, it's a chashav achal vatala. So it's better not to say it. There are other ways to give the kasuda sadat, to thank Kosh Baruch for the nays. But to say it because of Gomel, I saw that a lot of people are concerned about it. Although there are some who think you can. It's interesting. Because of Gomel is the type of bracha that people want to say. It's like, and I feel like want to say. I know somebody who had a terrible medical situation. He came to shul. He said a gomel, he said tova meitiv, and he said a third bracha. I thought it was like a bracha vatal. He can't say all these brachas stam, but he felt very grateful, so he wanted to express himself. I wouldn't necessarily thought that was the best thing to do, but okay. Can't blame them. Some people. In terms of women, I mentioned before that women are fundamentally chayiv. There is a discussion of a woman, they get 10 men around. Today, most women come to shul. There's a women's section every shul. So she come to shul and say it. You could say it at the bris. You could say it other times. But in Yerushalayim, in some Haredi neighborhoods, the women don't come to shul. So can the husband say it for the wife? Ishta kagufa. You don't say it for your kids. Maybe for your wife you can. Maybe that's more, and some justify that. But I think the minhag of most places where we travel, women say it for themselves. I don't think it's kasar tznias. Okay. There is a question: if a person put himself in sakana, would that allow him to say because of Gomel he was saved? It was his fault. A person commits suicide and he's saved. So you don't say it's because of Gomel. But it depends what it means to put yourself in sakana. If a person, he didn't eat healthy, he had a heart attack, and then he got, it's okay, he didn't eat healthy, but not eating healthy isn't the same level of putting himself, it's not like committing suicide. So then he would say a gomel. It depends on what the level is. A person cheated on his taxes, so they put him in a prison. So, okay, he did the wrong thing, but if it was a dangerous prison, he would say when he comes out of prison. So we're not going to say that it's his fault. I mean, it is his fault, but still, the Brichas HaGomel should be recited if your taco was a dangerous prison, or according to some, any prison. Seder. Okay. Chama continues, Sifei is Maim Mavarech. What does he say? Baruch at Hashem Mekhenu Melachom, Go L'chaim Tosh, Shigamalani Kol Tov. V'shomim Omri, Mishu Gamalcho Kol Tov, Hu Yigamalcho Kol Tov, Sela. Okay, so there's a kriya and a niya. The niya is not ma'akev. If people don't answer, it's not still, you're still yotze. I saw right now in the name of Shabbos Zalman that you should answer Mishay Gemalcha Tov, Gemalcha Kol Tov. Meaning, because it was just Tov. From the bad thing happened, so he gave Tov, and he should give you Kol Tov. Although the nusach of the Mavarech, I don't think he changed the nusach of the Mavarech. Gomel Chayiv Tovos, Shigamalani Kol Tov. I'm not exactly sure what the Hara is, because Kol Tov, the Mavarech says Kol Tov, even though a bad thing happened. Kol Tov is that you saved. So the response, Misha Gomel Chal Tov, Hu Yigmal Chal Kol Tov. I don't know, that's what he apparently said. The nusach of the Mechaber is Kol Tov. I think people follow, so it's Shulchan Aruch, they say Kol Tov. Here too, the chatzilu should stand when you say this bracha, but the diavad can be also sitting. The mechaber says you should say the bracha in front of 10 people. Tzarech levarech zu bracha zu b'fnei asara. The chatzilu you should say in front of 10 people. Trei minai rabbanon tu rabbanon. The chesiv yirmucha b'kalam. Moshen zkeim yilu. And lo shachichi rabbanon. No rabbis. Lo yaniach levarech. It's still better to say with 10 people. No levarech achriyas atar. Lefi sheyesham asara. Fi birech pakol asara. Fi b'diavad you made a mistake and said the bracha without 10 people, Yeisham Shiyatzav, Yeisham Shiloyatzav, it's a shayla. So the chatchil, you shouldn't say a bracha if there aren't 10 people. If there aren't two rabbis, that's okay. But if there aren't 10 people, you shouldn't say a bracha. If you said it, you might have been Yotzav, you might have been Yotzav. So, Lachzal Avarach, Lefei Asarav, Allah, Askar Hashem Malchus, you say it again, B'li Shem, U'malchus. The Mishrura says, the Balanes is with Starif La'asarav. The Sharatzian says, that some argue you need 10 people to size with the Balanes. You need 11 people. Or it would sometimes you need 13 people. You need 2 Talmid Chachamim, 10 people, and the Balanes, ideally. Sorry. Trei Minai Rabbanan. You need 10 people, 2 of them are Talmid Chachamim, and the Chatchila you should have, he should be 11th. Okay, you don't need, nobody says 13. Okay. Fine. Dalad in Birich Achar Sha'amar Baruch Ad Hashem Elkeinu Melech Ha'olam Shagwacha Kol Tov Va'ana Amen. In Birich Achar, somebody else who's so happy that you were saved said this bracha for you and you said Amen, you're Yotze. It's a Gemara. V'cheinu Amar Baruch Rachman Ad Malka Ad Alma Ad Yav Yechlan. The Gemara says that somebody was very sick and his friend saw him. He said, thank God they gave us to you and not to the Afar. Va'ana Amen Yotze. So you're Yotze. It's very interesting halacha because he's not chayiv in the bracha. It's not a bracha latala for him because he's so happy to see you, apparently, which is interesting. But if you say Amen, you're Yotze. Here you actually have to say Amen. Usually when it comes to Shemei Ha'ona, if you didn't answer Amen, you're Yotze as long as you have Kavana. But here, since that person's not Chayiv in the Bracha, so you have to say Amen to be as if you said it. That's what the folks can bring down. So if your person is saying for his wife, he would say Shagamal Ishti Kol Tov. And here in this case, it says Shagamal Chakaltov, right? And somebody else. Hey! Sorry. The Ein, the Ramah says in Dalit, the Ein, the Barakah Batalik, in a Barakah Fishal, in the Sky, Barakah Zu, Haka, in a Mufarech, like the Akshava Kodal, Thomas Kavira, Shashamah. Hey, the imbirich achar gomel atzmav. He's kavin lotzi achira. One person saying a gomel, and he's mostly everybody else. V'shama chaver b'chivin lotzi. It's yotz afilu b'lo ani azamin. Then that person has to say it himself. So he's saying a bracha. If he has to say it, I can be yotzei if I have to say it as well. This is an issue. People have, after bin azmanim, yeshivas mir, people line up and they say, Agomel, 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 Agomel. So that maybe it's better that one person should say for everybody. So especially because it's a suffix, it's a machlokes poskim if you travel on a plane, you're not in sakana. The minhag olam there is that everybody says it. And there is a daya that says Birkas Hagomel is individual, so everybody should say it to themselves. They shouldn't be yotzei through somebody else. But I think that if, anyway, it's a suffix if you're chayiv, it's better just to be yotzei with somebody else. So, like I said, Sephardim are often saying Birkas Hagomel, so it's better when Sephardi gets an aliyah, he's going to say Hagomel. If you have some type of suffix, you should ask him to yotzei you, and you're certainly yotzei m'ikra din, even though some people hold to hider that if you're two people are chayiv, everybody should say it individually, it's an individual hodah, seder. I mean, that's a factor in the tirchah, the tzibura. It's going to take a half an hour for everybody in the yeshiva to say a gomel, which are in a big yeshiva than mine, so it's also a fact. Okay. Im acher, vav, im acher, yesh lo tashlumin levarech calls ichar. If a person didn't say it on time, he didn't say it right away, so you can say it later, yesh lo tashlumin levarech calls much years, if anachon shalo yil acher shlo shayam, it's better to say it as soon as you can, within 3 days. So if it's going to be, the minhag is say by Kriyas Torah. So if the Kriyas Torah is within 3 days, so then you should wait for Kriyas Torah. But if Kriyas Torah is more than 3 days, it happened to you Monday morning after Shacharis. So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if it's like more than 3 days, then you would say it even before without a Sefer Torah. Without the aliyah, just with 10 people. If you don't have 10 people, then you certainly should wait. If you wait, you can wait inevitably. Some say 30 days, some even after 30 days. You can still say, I go well, even later. But it's better to do it as soon as you can, because that's when you feel more akar satov, tavash baruch hu, for the nes. I think the minhag olam is to be mamtin for Sefer Torah even more than 3 days. For example, if a person doesn't have a Sefer Torah where they are, I think the minhag olam is to be mamtin for Sefer Torah, but the pashtus is it shouldn't be. Okay. Zayin ve'ashkenaz v'tzarfat ein avarkim shalchim ir le'ir shalachivu el bochim mitbaros tashkichivu chayes v'roz v'listim. So I said Ashkenazim assume that the midbar isn't a din in any traveling. It's dangerous, and regular traveling is not dangerous. V'svarim nohagim avarkim teisha kol adrachim cheskas sakana. The svarim assume that every cheskas in times chazal was dangerous, so we assume that kol adrachim cheskas sakana. Mi uvarkas v'parsa ein avarich imumagam v'chut muksak. Sorry, less than a parsi, you wouldn't say a bracha. Parsi is 4 million, 72 minutes. I said, if a person is in Shachim, it's a very dangerous. So even if it's a 10-minute drive, so you'd say a gomel if Taka was a makom sakana, and you traveled and were not injured. Ches v'chol choli tzarek levarich, and any illness, afilu eino choli shal sakana. According to the Sfaradim, if you get the flu and you're in bed for 3 days, it's not dangerous. If you're in bed for 3 days, then you would say a bracha. The Rama says we only say a bracha if a person has cancer, a person has a heart attack, something that's sakana. A person has a flu, it's not a sakana. Or a makas chalal, it's a kind of operation. Some people say anytime you put under general anesthesia, you'd be considered to be a v'chal sakana. Some people may want to say that.
What's the story behind
that? I'm not sure, it's because they assume it's dangerous. I don't know how dangerous it is today anymore. Maybe it's, maybe the assumption is, it used to be more dangerous. Maybe it's not, maybe telecha changed. Maybe if you have to put you under, put you out, so it's like, I mean, but it's a simon that it's really dangerous. I don't know if that's true. Is it really true that if they put you out, it's a simon, it's dangerous? If it's an operation.
No, because they can do just operation, for example, just to do a bris milah on an adult, sometimes they'll do it under general anesthesia if the person requests.
Right.
That's not.
It's not a
sakana.
Right, it's not a chashash. Okay.
I mean, not for diseases.
Right. So, okay, so maybe you have to qualify that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the ma'aseh of Ashkenazim, it's a sakana. And for Sfaradim, it's being sick for nafal mishkav. Even 3 days, I'm not sure if they hold. The Mishmura says that for Ashkenazim, Ikerdin sounds like Nafal Mishra of 3 days without Sakana, you'd be Chayev. Lamais, I don't think people do that. I don't think people say Bracha when they get the flu. Maybe Sfarim do. Maybe Sfarim, if it's less than 3 days, they would say it. I don't know. For the Mechaber, sounds like Nafal Mishra doesn't even give a time. It sounds like any Nafal Mishra. I'm not sure. The Sif Tes Hani Arbal Afdafka, we read this already. The Mechaber says that it's not, it's the 2 days in the Mechaber if it's Dafka or Lafdafka. And the Mechaber recommends Tov Levarach Below Asgar Hashem Malchus. He's concerned that a Stama Sakana that wouldn't be included in these four, car accident, for example, you would say without a bracha. Ashkenazim say you say a bracha. If it's a Sakana, you would say a bracha, even if it's not one of these four. Even for the Sephardim, Holch Midoros doesn't mean Midoros Mamish, it means a Derech. And then, therefore, that would include traveling and the like. I saw a discussion: if a person travels on Shabbos, they got in a car accident on Shabbos. So, can they say a gomel? The person now is a frum; he's not a chal Shabbos, but he wants to thank Hashem for the fact that he was saved from the car accident, very dangerous. So, some folks say he shouldn't say a gomel. Okay, how can you say a gomel if you're involved in the isser? You can't say a gomel. Interesting. I'm not so sure why that.
Is it different in the case of the person who committed suicide and got saved by someone or whatever? No, it's saying Goma.
Well, there he put himself in the sakana. Here it's a question of whether or not you can thank Hashem for saving him. Says that. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure why that's so obvious. He has another case of a terrorist that got on a bus. He looked like he was a Jew, and he fell. And somebody came to help him, and as he was helping him, he saw the guy had like an explosive vest, crazy stories. So they were able to stop him, neutralize him. So he says, you should say Shasli Nes. And that's not considered Derech HaTeva. The fact that he fell and he picked him up, that's not natural. The fact that terrorists don't usually fall, they're not there. The fact that he fell, that was a Nes that he fell, and therefore he can even say Shasli Nes, not just Tagomel in that case. Person falls asleep at the wheel. He wakes up. See, he wasn't killed. He got an accident, he wasn't killed. So you shouldn't say a gomel. It's not just clear if you say a shasli nes. Is that, you know, what was the accident like? If the accident was an accident that most people die from, then certainly, but you know, it's not always so clear. The Chashuv Chemed also deals with the case where a person was sent an envelope with a bomb in it. And he was about to open it, and his friend was like, it looks weird. And they didn't realize it was a bomb. So, you say a gomel, certainly. Would you say a chasli nes? You know, the other details, a lot of cases here. The Seder, we'll end here, but there's certainly more details. Seder.